champagne.com.
400 Americans allowed to leave Gaza. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They got approved today to cross into Egypt along with other foreign nationals and wounded Palestinians.
These people have been waiting inside Gaza trying to get out for weeks since the war erupted following that massacre in southern Israel.
Fox's Trey Yings to near the border.
The Israelis are using artillery units to hammer the area along the Israel-Gaza border. You can hear it there. This is active fighting that's taking place. They're likely trying to hit some of the tunnel entrances where fighters have been popping out and ambushing troops.
18 Israeli troops have been killed, while officials in Gaza say there are more than 9,000 dead Palestinians. The House could vote today to approve military aid to Israel, but not to Ukraine like President Biden wants. Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik tells Fox they worry about corruption in Ukraine.
The White House has not answered questions as to how those dollars are going to be spent.
There's another attempt today in court to block former President Trump from the 2024 ballot, this time in Minnesota, in addition to a hearing all week in Colorado. In both cases, they claim Trump's election fraud claims led to January 6th.
Critics say that Democrats began calling the 2021 Capitol riot an insurrection to use the insurrection clause of the Constitution to disqualify President Trump. And while some have been charged with sedition, not one J6 defendant, including the former president, has been charged with insurrection.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Donald Trump Jr. will testify his second day in New York. His brother Eric may take the stand, too, at the Trump Organization civil trial. The former president calls it rigged, claiming he's being railroaded by a Democratic attorney general, denying that his company committed fraud. Texas Rangers fans finally celebrating their first World Series title after a Game 5 win in Arizona.
We go into hostile territory everywhere we went, and, you know, we just stayed calm, did our job, and, you know, played the way we've played all year.
Pitcher Josh Spores got the final World Series out in the Rangers 5-0 win on Fox. Texas set a major league record 11-0 in the playoffs on the road. America's listening to Fox News.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower use for adults only.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD.
Senator Tommy Tuberville getting some pushback from some in his own party to his crusade to block military promotions and nominations.
Republican senators tried to get 61 military members promoted, but were blocked by Senator Tommy Tuberville, the Alabama Republican refusing to stop his efforts to block military promotions over the Biden administration's military abortion policy. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan says he opposes the policy that covers travel costs for military members who get an abortion, but believes the holdouts are hurting military readiness.
I've known these men and women for 30 years. There is growing bitterness within the ranks of our military.
Tuberville has argued the Biden administration abortion policy needs to be approved by Congress. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
We got news on unemployment this morning. First time jobless claims rose last week to 217,000. That is a 7-week high, up 5,000 from the week before. Tomorrow we'll get the monthly report on how many jobs were created and the new unemployment rate. On Wall Street, stocks could rise, futures are higher. Bob Knight has died. And as Fox's Todd Pyra reports, he was a college basketball legend.
Coach Knight winning 3 national championships at Indiana, going to the Final Four 5 times. Of course, earning the nickname the General for his serious and tough personality and those fiery outbursts, including this infamous moment in 1985 when he throws the chair across the court. In 1994, Knight famously shared this memorable quote on how he wanted to be remembered.
When my time on earth is gone, and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down, and my critics can kiss my
Bob Knight was 83. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. American Red Cross announcing a series of blood drives throughout central Illinois to help hospitals restock on blood supply ahead of the holidays. Red Cross says it experienced a shortfall in donations throughout late summer and fall, but the need for blood lasts now and all season long, thanks to all who come out to give. Champaign police investigating after a swastika put on a tree in Mattis Park. The hate symbol discovered by a passerby early on Wednesday in the 600 block of Devonshire Drive. Anyone with information, call Champaign police. Schools across the state finding out if their students are exceeding expectations or struggling to catch up following the COVID pandemic. This year's Illinois School Report Card shows some impressive high marks and concerning lows. State education leaders glad to see the highest graduation rates for Illinois students in almost 14 years. Way to go to the students and way to go to our area teachers. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim. ESPN 93.5 into our 8 o'clock hour. We go with our meteorologist, Greg Solier.
Thanks for breakfast, Stevie. He brought in his extra Halloween candy, yeah. And I've had a few. Mr. Goodbar and Twix and Hershey's, all the chocolate stuff. I'm weeding it out of all that.
I didn't know we had chocolate
stuff. With a peanut butter cup chaser, right?
You ate all the chocolate stuff already?
I did.
I didn't know we had chocolate.
Well, it's mainly sweet tarts and stuff like that. Yeah. Lon likes all that, so that's good that you have that.
Well, I bought about, I don't know, I had 8 to 10 pounds of candy. That's a lot. And I was burning through that so fast. It was unbelievable. I thought the kids would stay home. It was so cold. They they were out, man.
They were dropped off in your neighborhood. Yeah. All good.
It was all, but we had posses of 10, 15 people at a time. And just drop them in there.
Yeah, you'll find that everywhere around East Central Illinois, probably everywhere, that people have these full candy jars when you walk into businesses with all the leftovers.
Well, here's the disappointing videos I saw on some of the Ring doorbells are the people that left it out and the parents that would take it all.
They
completely dump everything into their bags. They took everything.
Everything.
It's so much for the honor system, huh?
That's so bad. It's just so
it
bad.
Is. It
it's
is.
A bad
it is.
Look.
It's just, and you're wondering why the kids don't have integrity.
Right.
Man.
It's a bad example.
No kidding.
Not very good parenting.
Not good. All right, our meteorologist, Greg Solier, countdown has begun. Grace gets married in a month. I got you on full 24/7 duty, bud.
Right.
So
that's right.
Bubble
we
over
need you, buddy. We need you, dude. All right. So pretty good. So
early December, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Early December 2 is a Saturday. So the rehearsal on the 1st. So anyway, Greg, so you pretty good looking next 5-10 days, I think it is.
Yeah. You know, and we talked about this. I think when you first brought it up that, you know, if we're in this El Nino mode, I mean, we get these little, you know, shots of cold and a little moisture from time to time. But the big ballyhooed systems typically are not found, at least into early winter around here. The main storm track is down south. And December around here, average typical normal highs, if you will, are somewhere around 37, 38 degrees. So if we can get in the 40s. You know, and that's okay for December 2nd. So I still kind of thinking and leaning towards it. I think we'll be okay around here, and maybe even better than okay at that point, at least based on some of the longer range maps and charts, our in-house technologies and methodologies around here. In any event, we'll keep you posted there, bud. Out the door this morning, 30 now. Willard and Savoy, 29 at Rantoul. Acceptable day's worth of November 2nd weather. Sunshine, breeze picking up from the south. High temperature around 54. 36 tonight. Partly sunny, windy, more seasonal, typical highs tomorrow at 57 on a gusty south wind. But that wind helps to afford some drying and firming. By the way, drop monitor, looking at it, gone. A couple of dry areas east of the Wabash, but we're in much better shape soil moisture-wise. 45 here tomorrow night and up to 62 on Saturday. Couple sprinkles, 63 Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. A little spell or two of some rain. Maybe some rain here late next week as well. Daytime temps from 64 on Monday. Then we're back into low to mid 50s for highs next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. For Stephen A. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Oh, you're trying to hire somebody, are you? Well, it's been tough. And I, my understanding, anecdotally, of course, talking to owners, it's gotten a little bit better.
Okay.
But it's an old story. We met online. We exchanged messages. I told some jokes, got some laughs. We agreed to meet, and we did. It was great. Hey, you, stay in touch, I was told. Wow, I thought at last, long last, we could have one. And then ghosting, nothing, right? Happens with everything. Dating, jobs. Hiring expert heads up my people person, heads up my people person. It's a boutique recruiting. What's a boutique recruiting, Martha Reynolds?
Hi, good morning. I am a recruiter here in Dallas, Texas, and work with companies on a real close basis. I get to know my clients really well, and so it's a more boutique experience as opposed to a really large firm that maybe doesn't spend quite as much time with their clients.
So you figure out what's a good fit because you're really rolling up your sleeves and getting in there, which the big groups don't do that. So
right. It's a lot like dating, you know, matchmaking.
Well, so how do you, and these days I think it feels like it's like panning for gold. Hey, I found a nugget. I found one.
It is a lot like panning for gold.
How, exactly. And every place you go and everybody you meet, you're going, hey, you'd be good fill in the blank, right? I mean, so you just got to meet a lot of people. You got to talk to a lot of people.
I do. You know, that's what I do most of the time is talk to people and listen to their stories and what they're looking for. And it's been really challenging. I mean, the job market's been tight. I know here in Dallas, employers really struggle to find great employees.
Well, I mean, you got to, whoever's trying to hire somebody better come up with a good package because people do have choices. And if you actually find somebody that wants to make your business better, you hug them and don't let them go because it's just because first of all, we have a schedule. I don't know if you've seen some of the Instagram stuff where the girls are crying on their little post because they have to actually go to the office. And they, it's just things have changed since COVID. However it changes, it changes.
It does, and I did. I saw that post with the girl crying because of the commute into her office every day. Poor thing.
Actually, I have to go in, and it's just I don't have time for anything. Who wants to can date? I can't do that.
You know, it definitely has changed, and it is very much an employee's market still. And so I think you do have to be careful on the employer side, you know. Treat people well, get back to candidates, even if you're going to reject them if they're not the right fit for that role, do the courtesy of getting back to them. So you keep that relationship because, you know, you don't know what's going to happen down the road.
Right,
and
right.
Same thing with candidates. You know, even if you've got four or five job offers, be nice, considerate to the other people you're rejecting because you don't know what's going to happen down the road with your career, and it's important to keep those connections.
Absolutely. I would think there's benefits to the face-to-face. I know that we work with different businesses and help them with recruiting, and the messages you hear on the radio, you trust, and we really encourage people to try to get those appointments in so you can meet people right away.
Absolutely. I think, you know, it is. It's just like dating. You know, you really want to get in and get to know somebody. If you're a candidate, you want to be able to go in and, you know, feel the culture and the vibe of the office. Make sure it's a good fit for you.
And I think you want whoever you're hiring, you got to get them, like, engaged. You got to get them really excited about what they're doing. And making a difference in the world is a big deal right now to really feel significant, right? I mean, you want to have purpose of what you're doing.
Absolutely. You know, it's one of the things that I hear most often from candidates why they're leaving their current job is because they don't feel like they make any sort of a difference. They don't feel like they're adding value, and people really want to do that. They want to be able to contribute and have the work they do in their life have meaning.
Okay, Martha, I'm sure you're having fun with this, but you must be at every single event in the greater Dallas-Fort Worth area finding people.
I feel like it, yeah.
Well, it's very creative and good thinking, and it works. I mean, you're able to match people up. Do you ever cringe when something doesn't work out? It must happen.
Oh, it does happen. And I have, you know, candidates reject a job offer at the last minute and change their mind, and the same thing with employers, and it's tough.
Yeah.
Martha, how can people find you? Martha Reynolds.
Sure. Martha Reynolds, mypeopleperson.com is my website. Martha at mypeopleperson's my email. It's easy.
Okay. Listen, nice meeting you, and good luck with what you're doing. Love the creativity.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. From Dallas, Martha Reynolds is her name on the Tapman's Towing phone line, ESPN 93.5. All right. Good stuff.
Yep. And if you have a comment, 217-359-2255. We always love hearing about your response when it comes to hiring or getting hired. You know, a lot of the young people that I talk with aren't getting the proper fit, but I feel like they're inflating some of the, you know, statistics and past
but I think though
things that they've done, and they don't know whether to use the high school stuff anymore. Is it just college? challenging.
But from the employee standpoint, they need to be genuinely hungry and try. From the employer standpoint, you got to make it something that has meaning. Right now, this generation, the 18 to 34s, want to go to work for a purpose. They want to make a difference. They want to feel like there's something going on with making a difference. And if you just got a normal kind of this is the job, I think you're putting their feet to sleep. I think they're just not going to do it,
right.
Not long term.
Right.
All right, sports headlines.
Texas Rangers win the World Series. 5-0 was the final over the Arizona Diamondbacks. A shutout, 4-1. And all the road games they won, so that was a record too, wasn't it? 11?
They won 11 in a row,
right.
On the road.
On the road.
Nobody has ever done that, right. In the history of baseball. It is stunning. Stunning.
Crazy. Tonight we'll have the Tennessee Titans at Pittsburgh to face the Steelers. Well, the Bears in New Orleans Sunday at noon, if you want to take note of that. I know the Colts are in Carolina and L.A. in Green Bay. NBA action had Dallas over the Bulls 114-105. Boston over the Pacers 155-105. NHL action, the Avalanche over the Blues 4-1 yesterday. Locally, we're looking at our Fighting Illini volleyball team at 13-10 in the season and 8-5 in the Big Ten with their 6th straight win yesterday, 3-0 over Northwestern Wildcats. And we had Johnny Newton as one of 12 Lombardi Award finalists as a defensive tackle.
They got all these analytics and ratings. Johnny Newton is number one in the country with a 95, whatever the heck that means. Unfortunately, we won't see him in the first 30 minutes of the game against Minnesota. I can't explain it. I have real optimism about the football team finishing. I think we can get to 6. That would be stunning.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be exciting. And I don't care where we play a bowl, it's 15 extra practices. And we're on the map for 2 bowls in a row.
And we're also talking about the basketball team against EIU with the first game of the season on Monday the 6th. We've got Coach Brad Underwood on after 8 tomorrow here on ESPN 93.5.
Looking forward to that. Okay, so weird. We were talking about the iHotel and patio play tonight with the harpist.
Yeah.
And then what did I say about a harp? That's not easy to move.
Yeah.
Can't get that in a
freeze.
That's
right.
Well, Jared texted in, said, interesting fact. I actually know a classical harpist, and she actually drives a Prius, and I've seen her put it in there.
Oh, hey.
So shout out to the Prius for being able to hold a harp.
Okay.
And I know there are different sizes of harps.
Sure, and there's things you can do with the seat to get it
way up. You put the seats down,
and...
but still, to get that, that's impressive. All right, well, high five, Jared. Thanks for telling me. But the bottom line, and there's a harp at Houlihan 6-8 tonight.
That's right.
Who doesn't want to eat? Because you know why? You know why I'm so fired up? Do you know why?
Why is that?
It's not too darn loud.
It's not.
It will be beautiful.
And it's like soothing almost.
I mean, harps are heavenly. It sounds so heavenly.
It does.
So there you go.
Jonathan Schneider is the classical harpist from 6-8.
I don't think that's easy to play that either.
$7 glass of house wine, other specials, a special menu right there at First and St. Mary. A unique date night.
We will come back with your Fox Business Minute and then another half hour of the program. Stand by. This is ESPN 93.5, our smoke show with Pitmaster Tim Onstott. We've got him coming up in the next 15 minutes.
Sounds good.
Down the way here in a few weeks, we're going to talk about maybe a smoking Thanksgiving turkey.
Oh.
That'd be a cool thing to try.
I've never done that.
I have a smoker. We could try that.
Okay.
Or put in the green egg or something.
Yeah.
Out of the box. I always put it upside down in a bag because the juices fall.
Right.
And it's unbelievable.
One of my favorite Thanksgiving meals was the turducken, the turkey, duck, and chicken all together.
Man. All right, we'll check Greg. We'll be right back. ESPN 93.5, 819.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, and a moderating trend in temperatures getting underway that'll take us into the weekend and early next week. The next cold front will drop temperatures down to a bit below average, and from time to time over the back end of the weekend and into next week, a little rain will fall, but nothing of major significance with back 40 and backyard work in mind. Mostly sunny for the day today, a bit of a breeze picking up out of the south as the day wears on. Not so chilly this afternoon either, up to 54, a bottom about tonight at 36 under a partly cloudy sky. Tomorrow, partly sunny, windy, more seasonal highs at 57 on a south wind 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusty. Saturday, partly sunny, 62. Maybe a few sprinkles of rain early and late in the day on Sunday. Don't forget that time change before you retire. Saturday night, highs to about 63 on Sunday. A Monday, I have 64. A little rain at times. That'll carry into Tuesday at 54. Highs into the lower 50s next Wednesday and Thursday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There was little change in the number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time last week. New claims rose slightly to 217,000. However, there's a sign it may be a little harder for some people to find a new job. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, rose to 1.8 million. Another report found workers getting more done on the job in the summer quarter. Third quarter productivity rose to 4.7%. The monthly employment report is released tomorrow. The Bank of England today left its key interest rate unchanged after yesterday the Federal Reserve decided to pause interest rate increases. Six Flags and Cedar Fair will combine, taking the corporate name of Six Flags to compete with Disney, Universal, and SeaWorld. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Dana Perino, and this is Perino on Politics.
Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom, returns to Fox News Audio with a brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will be thrilled by the return of a familiar voice, but with a fresh spin as Dana guides audiences through the 2024 election cycle. Make sure you subscribe to this series wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
Fighting Illini football is back in Memorial Stadium for Dad's Day and Military Appreciation Day, Saturday, November 11th, as they take on the Indiana Hoosiers. Get tickets for as low as $20 as we celebrate dads for this proud Illinois tradition. All active military personnel are eligible to receive free tickets. Be in your seat early for a special military flyover. Illinois football versus Indiana, Saturday, November 11th. Get tickets and more info at fightingillini.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars, here's my price, and you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Stevie J here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, you'll always get a stress-free sale for the most money.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to thenateevansgroup.com.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. The Brian Hansen State Farm Agency will make it easy and affordable to help protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call me, State Farm Agent Brian Hansen in Champaign-Urbana today. For details, visit brianismyguy.com.
He's a Cardinal
like a good
fan.
Neighbor,
oh, yeah.
State Farm is there.
He is. Brian Hansen is, in fact, Cardinal and huge Illini fan.
Uh-huh.
All right. All our guests appear on the Tavern Story phone line. DSC Tree of Hope tonight.
The 30th annual kickoff celebration is this evening at City View. It's between 4 and 6. Aiden and I plan on attending. And I know we'll meet the new spokesfamily for 2023 into 2024. Alex, Jessica, Rhodes, Forrester, and Avonlea Etheridge. And they'll talk about their journey. When we were the Tree of Hope family in 2006, Aiden wasn't meeting those benchmarks as a toddler and a youngster, wasn't rolling over, what all these things that were just kind of a red flag to us as parents. And we had an in-home therapist, Judy Olam, who to help teach us about productive play. We had a networking group that we met with, and the kids would be in one room with therapists, and the parents could just, you know, have a sounding board. It just meant so much to have Developmental Services Center part of my life also. So people talking about all of their personal achievements, like Joe Phillips is getting an award. There's a recognition of Sue DiFilippo, and Del Morrissey gets the Spirit of DSC Award. He's been there for decades and has retired now. The Employer of the Year is the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center. And so many people who want to hire people with disabilities and might have some jobs, like for instance, Aiden is a bag guy at Schnucks, bagging groceries between 8:30 and 1:30 in Savoy. And that's really zoning in on his skill set of I can talk to people and say, have a nice day,
yeah,
and put the and you know, so if you wanted to do that sort of thing, they have a training for Developmental Services Center, and Maggie can set that up. There's 1,200 children and adults with intellectual or developmental disabilities or delays that get help from DSC each year, and that's why it's so important to support something like the Tree of Hope with that $50 contribution in this campaign that goes through the end of January, where each bulb is lit there at Market View and Prospect on those trees that you see over there in the corner at that traffic light. And you can help make a difference by going to dsc-illinois.org.
News Gazette has a big thing in sports today. Congratulations to the St. Thomas girls volleyball team, who came from behind to beat Bismarck Henning Rossville Alvin last night.
Okay.
But it was hot and heavy. They lost the first. And in a girls volleyball, you just win two sets. And so it was 18-25. They lost the first set, came back, won 25-21, and then closed out 25-14.
Woo.
Sectional champions, Muhammad Seymour.
Nice.
In girls volleyball. Very
well,
impressive.
Well, STM's football team, I know it's 8-person, right?
Yep.
It's Ridgewood that they'll be playing as we have this journey to state going on. SJO is playing Roxana Saturday at 3, and DeCoin will be at Unity at 2 o'clock.
Well, DeCoin is your number one seed. The Rockets are what were they? They were in the 8-9 game.
They're right. Either.
So they hosted, though.
Mm-hmm.
And DeCoin did not blow out Monticello. And Cully Walders out there at Monticello put up a great game plan, gave the number one DeCoin team, who's undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
Undefeated, and yet Monticello gave him a good game. So we'll see if Unity can upset DeCoin 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon.
Right.
Rooting for St. Joaquin. And
eight man STM.
Uh-huh. Is that all we got in the area?
Well, Maroa, Forsyth.
Decatur.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, rooting for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, be right back. The Smoke Show. My friend Tim, next.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529.
in your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Make plans to pop into Pia's at 1609 West Springfield Avenue for happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday with 16-ounce drafts, just $3.25, well drinks, $4. Taco Tuesdays get you big tacos for $2.50, $2 off on tequila shots and margaritas, $5. Get Mexican beers for $4 each. Go south of the border on Tuesdays at Pia's, then there's Whiskey Wednesdays and karaoke a few times a month on Fridays with $4 fireball shots. Uh-oh. Pia's is the place to party any day of the week.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. At a closed-door fundraiser in Minnesota, President Biden calls for a pause in the fighting in Gaza to get Hamas captives out. More civilians, including Americans, are being allowed to leave Gaza into Egypt. We're told there are 400 Americans on that list. New York Republican George Santos, facing criminal charges, survives a vote to expel him from the House. The vote was 179 for expulsion, 213 against. That's far short of the two-thirds needed to remove Santos from Congress. He's facing 23 criminal charges, including wire fraud and identity theft. Toyota's recalling nearly 1.9 million Rav Small SUVs in the U.S. The issue is a problem with batteries that can move during forceful turns and potentially cause a fire. Toyota says it's preparing a fix. America's listening to Fox News.
And Leroy's still in the playoffs. That's kind of local. And Salt Fork for sure is close.
Mm-hmm.
About a half hour from where we are. So
Salt Fork's playing Saturday at 2 against Cesar Vallier.
Yeah. Okay. So, go Salt Fork. Mm-hmm. Waiting for you as well.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois State Police releasing a video showing a state trooper being shot last week in Springfield. Police say the footage shows Cristobal Santana of Chicago pulling out a gun and firing shots at trooper Dakota Chapman Green during the stop. Santana then severely beat the trooper with a gun and drove away before being arrested a couple of hours later. He's been charged with attempted murder. Several lawmakers in southern Illinois challenging the state's sanctuary status. Legislators sponsoring a bill that would repeal the Trust Act. House Republican floor leader Patrick Windhorst and State Representatives Dave Severin and Paul Jacobs issued a joint statement saying the Trust Act has been disastrous. They claim 628,000 undocumented immigrants reside in the state. Champaign police investigating after a swastika put on a tree in Mattis Park. The hate symbol discovered by a passerby early yesterday in the 600 block of Devonshire Drive. Anyone with information, please contact Champaign police. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison, Champaign, way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Nice next couple of days anticipated weather-wise across the area. Temperatures back to and even a bit above seasonal norms. Bit of rain as we move on through the back end of the weekend, early next week as well. Mostly sunny, increasing south wind for the day-to-day. High temperatures up around the 54-degree mark. That south wind 12 to 22, but gusty in open areas this afternoon. Not so cold tonight, down to 36. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, healthy south wind. More seasonal highs at about 57. Over the weekend, we'll top into the low and mid-60s Saturday and Sunday. Next weather system may generate a few sprinkles around here. More clouds on Sunday. Don't forget that time change back 1 hour as standard time resumes 2 a.m. on Sunday morning. So Sunday high 63. We'll be in the low to mid-60s on Monday with our best likelihood of some shower activity across the area. And about as cool down here into the middle and late parts of next week. A few sprinkles Tuesday at 54, 52 on Wednesday, near 50 next Thursday and Friday. For Steve and Jay Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Brad Underwood will join us tomorrow after 8 here on the program. Brad Underwood after 8 tomorrow morning. And I very honest about my feeling toward my sports teams, and I'm pretty fired up still for Illinois football. You tell me why. I have no idea. I think we're playing better.
Yeah.
And I think we really have a shot to beat Minnesota up there, even though they're leading the West. But I don't think there's a nickel's difference in anybody in that last year of the West. Anybody, you know, Illinois beats Wisconsin, we'd be in contention to win the West. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
That's right.
I mean, we really, really would be. We had that game.
Right.
All right, so I'm optimistic that we have a real chance to beat Minnesota. If we do, we're back in the bowl hunt for sure. It's Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. We present this.
And now, a brand new show called Smoke, where we help you with your grill and making the best meat ever with award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott.
Smoke in Tim's grill.
He's the best brisket maker
ever. Smoke in Tim's grill.
And now award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott.
Yeah, he was at a real big-time competition, Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And can I throw the red flag in? You got a perfect score from three judges in brisket, right?
No, in pork.
Oh, you got three perfect scores in pork. Perfect. So why isn't it? I'm throwing the flag. I don't get it.
Well, three other judges found something wrong.
Well, something's wrong with them, okay? Something's wrong with you.
Well, Stevie, we loaded up the car like we were going to and went to Talladega when we should have stayed home and raced at Farmer City. It was a tough, tough competition, and the judging was, I can't complain about it. It was fair. They found the things that we thought were wrong, and a few of them didn't, but some of them did. To put it into perspective, in Virginia, now there were competitions in Virginia and Alabama this weekend also. If we would have went to those, our chicken and pork would not have finished out of the top seven.
Wow.
So it was...
You're just talking at such a level. It's very hard to understand how sophisticated and minute. The only thing I can compare it to is a golfer. A PGA golfer can do anything he wants with that iron. He can move it around a tree. He can go up and down. He can make it stop in two bounces. I mean, it's just so high level of what you're thinking and what you're dealing with versus Stevie J trying to get within 20 degrees of the right temperature for my meat on my grill. It's just a different deal.
We're trying to get you there, Stevie. But the thing is, there are no excuses. I really, really messed up with the brisket, and it's things we've talked about on the show.
Really?
Yeah, I made a bad meat choice. When I've got those two competition briskets in, I should have trimmed them right away. I took the wrong one to Pine Bluff. It had a bad fat vein in it that really hurt us and made it difficult to deal with in boxing. And I let it go too long to trying to get the even ends to even up, and we were a little overcooked in the end, and it was just tough on us. So I made some mistakes.
I have never ever in my
life. I would have eaten it, Tim.
Heck yeah, I would never have put together a bad fat vein in my life.
Exactly.
Ever. Anyway.
It would have been good for tailgate or something like that.
Right.
But it just was not for presentation purposes. The flavor was there, but the presentation, it was just ugly.
Well, again, it's one of those that when you're in the high level deal, you're in the high level deal. So I guess the mistakes are illuminated at that level. But according to the Stevie J top barbecue people in the nation, Tim and Donna, number one,
yes,
right here, baby. Number
way to
one.
Go on, Stas. Congratulations.
You got it.
Well, my pit crew did a great job. She didn't do anything wrong. It was all the driver. I messed it up. I screwed up in turn four and didn't get that brisket right.
Unbelievable. All right, so now what? What do you got the next one anytime soon, or are you done for a while?
Well, we're going to try to take a little bit of a break. We'll start up, maybe do a couple of practice cooks over the winter, start cooking competition again in March or April. But in the meantime, we've got a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
We've got Thanksgiving coming up. That's a fun time. We smoke turkeys, of course. And
what is oyster dressing? What is oyster dressing?
You've never had dressing
not.
With oysters
I
in it?
I have not, sir. No.
You've been missing.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. And if you do your dressing on a smoker, have your oysters in the dressing on a smoker, get that smoke flavor in there, it's a delicacy.
Really?
And I love it. But I'm going to go through a little list here today, get your things together so that next week we can talk about the process of how to smoke these turkeys. And we know if you wait till the last minute, the pickings are slim.
Yeah.
So
yeah. All right. So what are you instructing me to get, sir?
A turkey.
Okay.
You want one in the 12 to 14 pound range. These 16 to 20 pound great big turkeys. Number one, most people don't have a smoker that can handle that size of a turkey. So you'll want a smaller one because it's going to sit in the danger zone of below 140 for kind of a long time. You don't want it to get bad on you.
Okay.
Smaller is better.
Okay.
Because they cook more evenly too. Mm-hmm. So you want to get a turkey. You want to get you some poultry brine. It doesn't matter what kind. It's just some salts and sugars that soak into the turkey and help it hold flavor.
Okay.
Pick up some Tony Chachere's.
I am.
Okay. Go ahead.
Tony Chachere's injection.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
There's a Creole butter that's a really good mild. It's got flavor to it, but it's got phosphates in it. Helps the turkey hold the moisture, and that's a key. There are different flavor profiles. Here's your word, flavor profiles. You can put garlic and herb. He's got a spicy butter jalapeno. But you want to get something to inject in and get flavor, and in addition to the smoke, it complements the smoke into that turkey.
Hmm.
You get those things together, get your smoker set up so that you're cooking with indirect heat, whether you're diffusing it with aluminum foil, or you got aluminum foil on the grate so that heat's not coming directly onto the bird, it's going around it, and you're ready to go.
Okay, so we got our homework. We got to get this together next week. Tim will help us on putting that together. But
so you put the turkey on your grill.
Well, it'd be on the smoker.
Okay,
you need a smoker.
But, I mean, our grill has a lid
on it.
Weber
grill.
All right, Weber grill, but you put the coals outside and have the middle indirect, so it's not indirect heat, right? I mean, you would
right, and you're deflecting the heat around the bird so it's coming up and circling
around
on the side. Yeah.
Okay,
I don't know how to do a gas grill indirect. I guess you do two burners and the middle one's off or something like that. So
you can do that, and you can wrap the grill in foil so that you're directing that heat to an open spot at the end.
Okay.
Tim just knows everything about this thing, man. He's just nuts.
I might try this.
Well, I think
a lot of trial and error.
Well,
a lot
I mean
of trial and error.
I have a grill. I might do a 12 to 14. Usually I get like the biggest turkey I can get. What's your feeling on frozen versus fresh?
Well, it doesn't really matter. It just takes, I don't know, 2 or 3 days to thaw out a frozen turkey.
Okay. If I get one of those 12 to 14s at the Aldi, I'll save some money. Mm-hmm. Then I'll thaw it properly, three days.
Those are like $20 right now.
Yeah, they're real cheap.
Yeah.
And then you could definitely get that ready, and then I could.
Some people just want to do the turkey breast, and they can get those too.
Okay.
And just smoke the breast, but I like the dark meat too, and it all. If we can get it to cook even, then we got a good smoky bird.
You're the man, Tim. We're proud of you, my friend.
That's
and
right.
And Dedicated Diesel, still got any Dixie Choppers out there?
Yeah, I was going to say, we need to get people over to see Andy and get those Dixie Choppers bought and out of there while they're on the at the winter pricing. I mean, once we hit the fall and winter pricing, once we hit the spring, those things are going to be in demand and they're going to go, and the prices are going to reflect that. So
you can
get over there and make a deal.
You can literally save thousands of dollars on this thing. And it's like the fastest one ever built. It's amazing. You ought to go see that.
What's the address, Tim?
1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana.
It's Mockingbird Lane was Herman Munster's address, 1313. Come on, man. Hey, okay, we got that. And Gale Forex Trucking, y'all full? You need a driver or two?
We could use one over-the-road regional driver, and I got to thank Gail and all the people at GFT that pitched in and helped us so that Don and I could do a workation for a week in Arkansas and follow a little bit of our passion they all did a great job while we were gone.
And where do you go to tap into being a future employee, and how do you reach out to GFT Trucking?
Just email me at timo@gftlog.com or call 765-793-7131.
We got that if you need that repeated. Folks, thank you, Tim. You the man.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Tim Onstott over at Gale Frick's Trucking, Dixie Chopper, and a dedicated ESO hoop. Home of the Dixie Chopper.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, terrific. Great guy. He and Don are unbelievable at preparing, but they're such a they're in the major leagues.
That's right.
A barbecue.
Barbecueologists.
845.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Welcome to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Hi, I'm looking for a refrigerator.
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Oh, yeah, well, I just need a refrigerator. Don't need the whole store.
But you get it, the whole store.
My kitchen is only about this big.
You get me.
Hello.
All those delivery, installation, and service technicians in back.
Wow, all those people?
The Dick Van Dyke 5-10-year protection plan, which means in the unlikely event something goes wrong in the first 5 years, your repair cost is nothing.
Nothing?
10 years parts coverage on the major components.
Looks like I'm getting more than a refrigerator today. How much does this whole store cost?
Nothing.
Come on.
For real. We guarantee to beat any competitor's deal, all that other stuff we talked about, like our service tax.
And your 5-10-year protection plan.
All included.
I'm Dennis Freak, and chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And when we say you get the whole store, we mean the whole store. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Looking for a place to host a corporate meeting, intimate gathering, or a large-scale celebration? If so, the University of Illinois' Alice Campbell Alumni Center offers the perfect space and staff to make your function a success. A few rooms offered at the center include the elegant ballroom, the Richmond Family Gallery, and the premier and professional executive boardroom. For more information on renting a space at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center, visit uiaa.org/alumni-center or call 1-800-355-2585. Go Illini!
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage, as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you and will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord for guidance. See how your life can be changed and the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
Elevate your exfoliation game with Merle Norman. Say goodbye to dry, patchy, rough skin with the advanced exfoliating charcoal scrub. It's packed with detoxifying charcoal and mineral-rich volcanic sand for fun, gritty, at-home, microdermabrasion-style facial treatment that results in an instantly polished, more visibly radiant complexion. Get instantly nitty-gritty pretty skin with Merle Norman's exfoliating charcoal scrub. Available now at Merle Norman.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456. Or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, or registered investment advisor.
Saturday, November 18th for one night only at the Virginia Theater. Come out to the red carpet world movie premiere of the family-friendly comedy Irresponsible, starring Keith Campton. Parts of the movie filmed right here in our town and features dozens of local actors. Come and meet all the stars of the movie and ask questions, get pictures, and free autographs. Doors open at 6 p.m., showtime at 7. Virginia Theater, November 18th. For more information, go to thevirginia.org, thevirginia.org. Ladies and gentlemen, Dale Morrissey, formerly the head of DSC, now retired and probably looking younger than ever, he is the Spirit Award winner for DSC Tree of Hope tonight. Dale, congratulations!
Well, thank you, Stevie. I appreciate it very much.
What were the years that you worked with Developmental Services Center, Dale?
Well, I started in, believe it or not, March of 1979, almost 45 years ago, and I was there for 41 years, and
wow.
Still continue to volunteer, and my heart's still there.
And, awesome. And you're still sitting in trees and hunting season, all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. I had to take this morning off for this award tonight, but yes, hunting and pickleball and keeping busy, and of course, continuing to volunteer with DSC, and life's good.
Well,
very good.
That's unbelievable.
What is it that gives you this Spirit Award? It gives you the edge over other people and gets you just so passionate about Developmental Services Center, Dale?
You're breaking up a little bit on me there, but I think you asked this. Well, I think the Spirit Award's the first award they've ever given out, and my opportunity tonight is to really recognize those individuals that started DSC, the parent before DSC in the early 1960s, the parents and siblings and relatives who dreamed that there's a future for their persons with intellectual and developmental disabilities, that they could reach a more rich and full life and their maximum potential. And, you know, I guess I sort of see myself as a little bit of that bridge that's got them to where, you know, helped get there and where we are now and to go into the future. And to hopefully there'll be a few of those siblings there tonight to get their recognition for really getting this going.
Awesome.
Congratulations, Dale Morrissey.
Thanks
you're the
for
man.
All the great work you've
great.
Done.
We really appreciate you, and you sound fantastic, my friend.
Well, thank you so much. You guys are awesome. I appreciate your continued support of DSC.
You betcha. Dale Morrissey, Spirit Award winner for DSC.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. And a moderating trend in temperatures getting underway that'll take us into the weekend and early next week. The next cold front will drop temperatures down to a bit below average. And from time to time over the back end of the weekend and into next week, a little rain will fall, but nothing of major significance with back 40 and backyard work in mind. Mostly sunny for the day today. A bit of a breeze picking up out of the south as the day wears on. Not so chilly this afternoon either. Up to 54. Bottom out tonight at 36 under a partly cloudy sky. Tomorrow, partly sunny, windy, more seasonal highs at 57 on a south wind 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusty. Saturday, partly sunny, 62. Maybe a few sprinkles of rain early and late in the day on Sunday. Don't forget that time change before you retire. Saturday night, highs to about 63 on Sunday. Monday, I have 64. A little rain at times. That'll carry into Tuesday at 54. Highs into the lower 50s next Wednesday and Thursday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Always a pleasure to talk about Donnie up at Long Branch Steakhouse here in beautiful downtown Gifford. Well, you know what, friends? It's never too early to make your Christmas party reservations at the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. They are taking party reservations for December. Two nights already gone. Don't be left out this year. If you want a fabulous night at the Long Branch for your office party, get it done now. Connect with the Long Branch Steakhouse and book your Christmas party. Long Branch Steakhouse, beautiful downtown Gifford.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom into Audubel, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver.
A-U-D-I-B-E-L for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L. If you want more information about Audible and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, audibleteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audible. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibleteam.com. That's audibleteam.com. All right, Diane, we shall return tomorrow. Coach Brad Underwood will be on after 8 with us.
Yes.
Brother Johnny joins us back in New Orleans.
I wonder if he had any interactions with Bobby Knight, who passed away at the age of 83 now.
No, I'd be interested to get his take.
Right.
All right, we thank you.
Enjoy the day.
It's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J on WSJK Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a great Thursday.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Fighting Illini football is back in Memorial Stadium for Dad's Day and Military Appreciation Day, Saturday, November 11th, as they take on the Indiana Hoosiers. Get tickets for as low as $20 as we celebrate dads for this proud Illinois tradition. All active military personnel are eligible to receive free tickets. Be in your seat early for a special military flyover. Illinois football versus Indiana, Saturday, November 11th. Get tickets and more info at FightingIllini.com.
When it comes to skincare, using the Cleanse Tone Moisturize System is a must. When you start seeing discoloration, fine lines, uneven texture, it's time to pull out the heavy hitters. Merle Norman's High Performance Serums power up your skincare regimen with these super concentrated formulas that target specific concerns and boost all benefits for your current skincare. Targeted, powerful, proven. Find your perfect serum today at Merle Norman, 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find boots at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selections. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pard's in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local.